Hi, welcome, and thanks for joining me. This is the Just MS Show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This guy's done so much for the goddamn medical community in the state. Yeah, but Justin, my dogs, everybody, love you, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so
much. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Just MS Show. I'm your host, Justin Loizos, and today we have some exciting news to discuss in the world of multiple sclerosis therapeutics. A recent report by Coherent Market Insights, published on April 17, 2023, provides valuable information on the global multiple sclerosis therapeutics market. The global multiple sclerosis therapeutics market was valued at US$19.6 billion in 2022, and is expected to witness a robust compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 2.5% over the forecast period, from 2023 to 2030. This growth shows a strong investment in research and development, which could lead to new and improved treatment options for people with multiple sclerosis. The report focuses on various aspects of the market, including top players and their business tactics, geographical expansion, market segments, competitive landscape, manufacturing, and pricing and cost structures. It offers a comprehensive perspective of the competitive market and an in-depth supply chain analysis to help businesses identify major changes in industry practices. Some of the top market players profiled in the report include Novartis AG, Teva Pharmaceutical Industries Limited, Sanofi SA, Bayer AG, Pfizer, Inc., Biogen IDEC, Merck & Company Inc., and AbbVie Inc. These companies are working tirelessly to develop new therapies and improve existing treatments for people living with multiple sclerosis. The report also highlights the different segments of the multiple sclerosis therapeutics market. It covers various drug classes, including beta interferon, corticosteroids, monoclonal antibodies, anti-neoplastic agents, and others. The market is further segmented by the route of administration, with oral and injection therapies, and by distribution channels such as hospital pharmacies, retail pharmacies, and e-commerce. The research provides valuable insights into emerging trends and opportunities within the market. By understanding these trends, businesses and individuals can make strategic decisions and plan for future growth. The report also addresses key questions about the estimated demand for different types of products and services in the multiple sclerosis therapeutics market, and the impact of strategic developments on the market in the mid to long term. That's it for today's episode, folks. Stay tuned for more updates and interviews with experts and people living with multiple sclerosis on the Just MS Show. As always, if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, feel free to reach out to us. Thank you for tuning in, and take care. You've been listening to the Just MS Show with Justin Loizos. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on the latest news, research, and stories about living with multiple sclerosis. Until next time, stay strong.